Delacroix was the last stop in Louisiana St. Bernard Parish before the Gulf of Mexico begins. For 30 years, Warren Guidroz has been fishing for crab out of this town, nicknamed the end of the world. He hopes the growing oil leak in the Gulf is not the end of his business.
It's a good year so far. I mean, our best time was coming. It's yet to come, you know, and it's really just starting. And then I don't know what's going to happen. Hopefully this don't put us out of business, you know, because this is what we like to do.
Guidroz is fueling his boat to return to the sea for the first time in 2 weeks. He has heard rumors about how close the oil is to shore, but he needs to see for himself if his crab traps are okay.
I hope it's the way I left them. Because if they got oil on them, they're just going to stay there. I'm not going to fool with that. Hopefully. We can't keep any crabs. They shut all this down. We got to dump back in the water.
Wildlife officials have suspended fishing here in Black Bay and other areas affected by the oil leak.
About ready to go now.
The oil sheen may threaten the entire fishing season for hundreds of people in the Gulf.
Full of mud.
The first trap shows no signs of oil, only mud stirred up by recent storms. Normally, Guidroz would throw the traps back in to catch more crab. Because of the spill, he feels safer taking them home.
Rock crab.
He says no one seems sure of how bad the situation is or what will happen down the road.
We went to the hazmat safety classes. You got one guy telling us that if they got oil, you don't want to be in it. And we got a wildlife agent telling us, go pick up your traps. I don't care what they got on it. So, you know, just don't know what to do.
Normally, these crabs would earn about $500, but the fishing ban means they can't be sold. Guidroz' son, Warren Jr., also is a fisherman. He saw the damage that Hurricane Katrina caused to the bayou in 2005. He worries the oil spill could do something far worse.
If the oil don't make it here, they say it'll be good for us, but, I mean, if it gets in here, ain't no telling, because nobody went through this before, you know?
For now, the Guidroz will put fishing on hold while the oil cleanup continues. Brian Wagner, VOA News in Delacroix, Louisiana.